My name is Wendy. As a child, I can remember cautiously pulling down the covers to see whether my breath hung visibly in the air, a sign of the bone-chilling temperature in my bedroom. Ice on the inside of the window was not an encouraging sign. I would jump quickly out of bed, hopping from one foot to the other on the cold lino, grab my clothes and get back in again to warm my underwear in the residual warmth, trying not to touch them until they'd reached an acceptable temperature. I would then wriggle around and get my socks, knickers and vest on while still under the covers. If it were especially Arctic, I would try and get on all my clothes before venturing out. I was a 70s child and I can remember the power cuts during the strikes. I can laugh as I reminisce, but for many people in the UK today, this is not a laughing matter. Recent reports indicate that 3.2 million households live in fuel poverty. Families fall into the fuel poverty category if they spend more than 10% of income on fuel to maintain an adequate level of warmth and the ability to have light, cook meals and use appliances. With another icy blast forecast at the end of the week and with Christmas looming, many families are struggling to find ways to cope. Sometimes putting on another jumper does not work. Last year, winter-related deaths went up by a third. The rising cost of fuel and the increasing global demand for energy means this is an issue which is not going to go away anytime soon. I'm challenged to consider what I take for granted. My right to flick a switch, stand under a hot shower, and lift a roast turkey with all the trimmings from the oven. Perhaps my complacency and unqualified freedom to use as much energy as I want means that someone else might not have that same freedom. The planet's resources are not limitless, and we face the challenge of how to manage those resources and live in a sustainable way where all the peoples of the earth can flourish. Sometimes it seems an impossible task, but small actions can lead to big change. Rosa Parks struck a blow for civil rights when she refused to give up her seat on the bus. A Chinese student stood alone in Tiananmen Square to block military tanks in support of democratic reform. Maybe, during this winter season, we could follow the example of the one whose coming to earth Christians celebrate at Christmas and find small ways to reach out to our neighbour who is in need, and perhaps also switch off the standby button on the television, after watching the Vicar of Dibley Christmas special, of course.
Breakout Radio, made in County Durham. www.breakout.com